last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. So, brother, we were discussing our duties during the time of the occultation of the 12th Imam and what we can do during this time. And we've been discussing many different topics during these episodes. One of the, I think, big questions that came to my mind, you know, through these discussions that I really wanted to ask is, we have this image in our mind, you know, that once the Imam comes, we'll be living in this sort of paradise or utopia, everything will be just. But considering human nature, it just seems too good to be true almost, right? Mm. I mean, my question is, will there be any resistance? Will there be oppression? You know, there must be something going on. What do we know about that?
Yeah. Look, when we are talking about that utopia that inshallah Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will introduce to the world, about the characteristics of his government and the leadership of an infallible imam, and rulership of this just imam, we are talking about the characteristics of this government, not the people. I mean, look, people, if they are interested, they can increase their knowledge, they can increase their ma'rifa, their science, and they can benefit, I mean, very easily, because everything is already there, I mean, available for them to use. But to see that if, in a sense, there would be any sort of sin to be committed, any sort of oppression to happen, any sort of, let's say, distortion to happen, these are the things that usually happen due to the personal desires of the people.
Right.
And the desires of the people are always there, and they have been in the course of history. Allah is not going to, for example, change my own personal desire and yours as well. For example, to take, okay, from now on, everything should be clear, and now, from now on, you should have to only think positively.
Right.
The people are the people. I mean, but they are going to benefit from a source of blessing. Among the nations that Imam is going to lead in this universe, there would be different kinds of people.
Right.
There might be some, for example, oppressors among the people, but not in the level of the government.
I see.
The government is going to establish justice there.
I see. So what you're saying is that the people will still have the same desires.
They may sin as they still do, of course. Like, or any life they have. For example, they might commit sin, but in case they want to get perfected and find their way towards this voyage of perfection, it's quite available.
The opportunities will be there. There will be justice at a societal level.
Yeah, but if a distortion is going to happen again in Islamic basis and principles, because an-din 'inda Allah al-Islam, the religion in Allah's presence is Islam.
Right.
So if any distortion is going to happen, no, there is a firm, just government that is actually stopping people from going astray, right?
Right, right.
But this oppressions might happen, these distortions might happen. Even, let me give you an example. At the time of global and universal government of Prophet Sulaiman,
yeah,
many people were after finding some ways to make some magics among the people, just to break the relationship between a husband.
Right. This is from the Quran, right?
Yeah,
this is what Allah mentioned specifically.
Yeah, to break the relationships of the couples.
Right.
So it happened at the time of Sulaiman the Prophet, but he could stop them from doing that, and going astray. But because the government is just. I mean, if they refer to government to complain from a person, from an entity, so that everything is available for them to find the justice. Again.
Sorry, I'm going to have to stop you right there because we have to go for a break.
Sure.
And sorry about, we'll continue right from your back.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
So we were discussing once the imam arrives, you know, we were saying that there will be oppression, maybe there may be distortion, but because there will be a just government, they will be there to prevent it from maybe increasing.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to control it and contain it. Is that correct?
Very true.
You were going to make another point, I believe.
Yeah, I want to even give you another surprising point that we are waiting for Imam to come and make the religion of God into only one, that is Al-Islam. Based on some narrations, we find even like the city-state model that the Holy Prophet introduced to the world, and this was a just model, that he himself was the head of that government.
Right.
We see that there were some Jews living there, there were some Christians living at his state. Right? Even there is a possibility of, based on some narrations, the possibility of some Jews and Christians living at the time of Imam, but they're benefiting and favoring and enjoying from a just government.
That
because
makes
sense. Islam is not going to impose Islam into their minds and to change their own beliefs. They have, as I told you, they have this opportunity. Everything is ready for them to come and accept and agree.
You know, I always thought that we have so many different religions that to me, it didn't make logical sense that everyone would, like, for example, become Muslim.
Overnight.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that would be the case, that the imam would possibly have treaties, have, you know, peace treaties with other. Why would he fight with people, for example, right?
Yeah.
But I would only assume that he would. I don't want to go into another topic, but, you know, he would just fight people in defensive form, just like the Prophet did.
Very true.
Right? Otherwise, he would
be imagine the same way that the people refer to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam or other imams from different religions. They came to him. But Imam respected all those people because all belong to the realm of rulership of these imams.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But if these words are good to be used, because they are, I mean, imams are not taking these terms or these concepts in a materialistic way. When I'm talking about realms or, let's say, rulership, it does not mean materialistically speaking. But I mean, because they are all belonging to the creatures of God and they are the representative of God and the scene of the caliphs of God.
I want to challenge you now. Sure. Okay? You brought up Prophet Sulaiman, right?
Yeah.
In Prophet Sulaiman's story, there is a very famous where he sends a letter to the queen of, I believe, what was the name of the town? Is it Sheba?
Bilqis,
right? And in that, he almost forces her to, he says, you know, if you don't come towards me, I'm going to come and crush you guys, right? Or is my understanding incorrect of that? I mean, I guess I'm trying to ask you is that you're saying that the imam would allow other religions or other people to exist, whereas we've seen Prophet Sulaiman's story, he didn't force them, but he definitely, how would you explain that, I guess?
Look, he did not force them to change their beliefs, to change their methods of acting with people, right? But it doesn't have anything to do with their beliefs to change it. But then when he found that Sulaiman was that kind and merciful, they themselves, voluntarily changed their own beliefs.
So the stories now are consistent.
Yeah,
yes,
but I think it has to be a little bit with care because it is Quran. We need to be careful.
Yeah. We don't want to go off completely off the topic. Yeah. What would you say is something that we can relate to right now? In terms of what we're talking about, I think there's things that we can relate to in our lives right now, right? In terms of distortions that are happening in religion right now, and oppression that is happening right now. Do you see those examples around you in current times that we can relate to?
Look, there are many examples of oppression and distortions happening in our time here and even in the past. And even they might happen at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, even at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the difference is, as I was explaining, if even today in this Islamic government that we are living in, if you refer to a court, But you see, at the end of the day, the vote that has been issued and decreed is against what you think and what you imagine. And even if, even you might find it even anti-religious basis right. from your own perspective, right?
Right.
But from the Islamic judge who is sitting there, I mean, and judging that, he believes that no, he issued and decreed an Islamic rule for you and or Islamic decree for you. But this deficiency would not exist at the time of Imam Ali.
I see.
Everywhere I see. You find justice. Yes, you find a distortion. You refer to and you make a complaint against them and you refer them to, for example, a court case. Mm-hmm. But the result would be beautiful. The result would be sweet for the people to find that they're sensing this beauty.
The system works.
The system works.
Yeah. So we'll have to go for a break and we'll come back for the discussion right afterwards.
True.
Okay, so right before the break, we were saying, you know, the system, the justice system will work, and that will be the beautiful side of the imam system. And that will prevent a lot of the oppression and distortion from expanding, from corrupting the society, for example. You know, I was just thinking that we become so accustomed to corruption that it sounds almost unbelievable, you know, that something like that can even happen. But even when it happens today, though, we find that people are attracted to it, right? When we hear a case where justice took place, we do feel happy towards it, and we're excited about that. Mm. And one thing, for example, that we used to hear when I was younger, you know, where I grew up, is that we used to hear, you know, that the Western societies are, for example, very just, you know, that they give justice. And that was a means of attracting people to those societies, right?
True.
You're saying that in the future, the imam will be that attraction. Mm-hmm. He will be, it won't be that fake justice that the West is offering, it'll be real justice that that he'll be offering us. Are there any other points, any other things that you would like to tell us that you think we should know about, you know, during those times before we finish this discussion?
Actually, one of the names of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Adl, that is justice.
Right.
That is, we even in the supplications, we recite As-salamu ala al-adl al-muntadhar. That is awaiting justice to come. So actually, he's going to complete the mission that has started from Adam alayhi salam, from the beginning of the creation. So whatever was missing in the missions of the prophets, or there were some obstacles and the implementation of it for the people, because human being is in thirst of justice rather than anything else.
Right.
Even more than he's in thirst of water and food and in actually in need of these things, he's in thirst of justice. So Imam comes for that very important cause to happen. So when people see the change, they will get happy. They will get satisfied with what has been introduced and presented to them.
Definitely. I think I agree with you that today we are suffering because in all of the systems that we see, there are problems, there are faults, there are mistakes, there's corruption. And we all pray for the reappearance of the imam to remove this suffering.
And this is the reason that we have actually, we prioritized other systems over the systems of imamate in the course of history. We chose another way to go. And we ourselves deprived ourselves from his presence. If we get ready, he will come.
Yes.
And he is more interested for us to come rather than us to him.
Yes. So the way is for us to also implement
very
justice
true.
In our lives. Thank you so much. Welcome. Inshallah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.